Welcome to episode 72 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In today's episode, we're going to try kind of a mix of different beers. We've got a Kolsch, we've got a couple IPAs, and I think a stout of some kind from various beer companies and places. So let's get right into it.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Friday.
You ain't got no job.
The first beer is called Rossenmacher Kolsch.
Rossmeyer, I don't know. I don't speak that blondie stuff.
Anyway, this is from down
you
the road.
You should speak this. What's your last name?
Yeah.
Right? Of that derivation.
Down the road brewing company. This is, I believe, up in the northeast somewhere. I think my mom might have brought this down.
German from, festivals.
Shoebies. The beer store up there in Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Oh, when you did that one show without me, kept talking about Shoebies. So the Shoebies, that's what they call folks that are tourists up at the Jersey Shore. This is your Shoebies.
All right, this is floral. Super clear.
A dark gold.
Yeah.
Bordering on amber. Orangey.
Definitely has that more kind of Pilsner smell to it.
Jeez, I just poured beer on my touchpad. That's good.
Nice little white puffy head.
Yeah, not too thick, not too rocky. Clean, fruity. Almost going on a sour taste there.
Nice crisp. I find this is a very refreshing beer. If you're hot, you come inside, drink one of these.
Like you just rode your bike?
Yeah.
On Capitol Crescent Trail?
Like 10 miles.
10 miles. Thinking it might have been 13 miles, but it's actually...
Uphill.
Uphill is kind of a stretch, but... slight incline.
It felt uphill.
Well, this is tasty.
Yeah, so this is...
finish.
4.5% alcohol by volume.
So I have some marketing to read.
Yeah?
German festivals are known to last for days, but few rival the spectacle that is Kölner Karneval, Cologne's Carnival. The week-long festival is a veritable smorgasbord of revelry that starts on Fat Tuesday and ends on Ash Wednesday. Festival goers indulge in inexhaustible supplies of pretzels, bratwurst, and of course, Kolsch, a light ale that is the pride and joy of Cologne's brewmasters. Our Kolsch is a true-to-style homage to Cologne's world-famous beer. A simple, straightforward brew featuring Pilsner malts and noble hops. This is a crisp, refreshing beer that starts with a hint of apple or pear. I get that. And it breaks into a clean, slightly sweet graininess with a slight whiff of grass. This quenching ale is the perfect companion to summer days, yard work, and barbecues. Our Rossmeyer Kolsch could blend in seamlessly at any German beer fest. The guys behind the beer, however, let's just say the image of a marauding ogre comes to mind.
Which is a picture on the bottle. You've got a big ogre-looking troll guy carrying the cow and a wench and...
But the wench has a beer stein, or is that a milk thing? No, she's a milkmaid.
Milk, yeah.
Yeah.
Reach for a bottle of light, easy drinking Rossenmeyer whenever the sun shines or you want it to.
And you're not sticking your head where the sun don't shine. It's a good Kolsch, but I like it. It's got a little tang of sour into it to give it a bite. Crisp, refreshing, no bitter. Not at all. Really good beer. My wife would dig this beer.
Want some more?
Of course. That's how good it is. Got to finish it.
Was it cloudy, though?
No.
Let's see. No.
Yeah, it is a little cloudy.
There must have been some yeast at the bottom.
A little sediment. All right, let's get the good flavor.
See if there's anything different. Oh, yeah, there's a nice layer of sediment on the bottom.
Excellent beer.
Is there
what a good start.
Anything about this brewery?
Well, about this brewery, sure. Yeah.
Down the Road Brewing
Brewing craft beer has been a passion of Down the Road founder and chief brewing officer, CBO, that's funny, Donovan Bailey, long before he was even legally allowed to drink his creations. The first batch just tasted like garbage. I'm familiar with that.
Yes.
The Newton native admits now. So Newton, that's up north somewhere.
Newton, Mass.
20 years later, but he refused to get discouraged, spending his time honing his craft. Once he was satisfied with the quality and consistency of his brews, he opened up to the urgings of his colleagues, friends, and a family who encouraged him to turn his hobby into a commercial enterprise and share his gift with the world. He formally founded Down the Road Beer Company in 2013. He knew the company would be vying for shelf space. The advantage: many craft brewers try to stand out by embracing fads like creating liquor-strength beer or lacing them with everything from pork belly to chili peppers. While some of these sipping beers are good, too many of them are obnoxiously aimed at beer dilettantes who are more into sampling the absurd than savoring the exquisite.
Ah.
I kind of, he's like, don't go for the marketing.
A little, that might be a little poke at Sam Calagione. Dogfish Head.
Donovan's approach is to create a high-quality, Americanized versions of traditional European-style beers. This is a competitive thing, right? There's the IPA world, and I guess he's going for the underserved. That's what those guys at Whitewater, or Blackwater,
They're doing the German brewing style.
Yeah, they do. It's really easy. I brew the kinds of beer I've always enjoyed. English ales, porters, and Russian stouts. That don't need coffee or bacon rinds to truly stand out. I don't want to make beer that people have to get used to. I make beer that people want to drink every day, again and again.
This is definitely an everyday drinker.
Yeah. Let's see, I guess then there's something about Puckwudgel Pale Ale.
They look like they're brewed, contract brewed by Mercury Brewing Company in Ipswich, Massachusetts.
So they don't
have their own joint, but they brew out of someone else's.
It's a delicious beer. I would drink it again. So on to feedback.
We got
an email from a listener, Erica Ward in Coxsackie, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked, "How do you pick your beers for the show?"
Oh, well, it varies.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go out with a mission to get beers for the show, or like if there's a certain style. Haven't done that as much lately because we've gone through a lot of the big styles, but maybe we should go back and look at what we haven't hit, like barley wines.
Barley wines are still aging nicely.
So that's one thing, or otherwise it's like, you know, I'm at a beer store, oh, this would be good for the show. Do that sometimes.
This episode
is more like, I've had a number of beers of the last month, and I saved one of each to do on the show.
There we go.
Or my mom brings me beer. How about you?
Mine's a short answer. I use a compass. That's how we pick the beers. I used to call this guy from Whole Foods, who brewed and won the Harpoon contest. But he don't work there anymore.
No, I can't.
This is my thing. But a similar thing. I will go. I'll see, a beer I want to try, and then I want to try it with you. So I'll set it aside. But if they're what I've been screwing up with is letting IPAs stay around too long and mellow, and they're not as good. So I got to get better drinking those. But yeah. I find beers that I really want to share. That's what I pick for the show. And then I've been doing what you're doing, which is I'll get some beer and I'll stick one aside.
Right.
Like the next time we get together. And you were over at the tree burning that we just had.
That's right.
And we had that six pack. We're like, let's stick that one aside for the show. And then like one of each of these Sam Adams. And so we got a backlog of beers we got to try. So thanks, Eric. I hope that helped you with your question.
Let's go on to the next beer.
All right.
This beer is called Citradelic. It's from New Belgium Brewing out of, I think they're in Fort Collins, Colorado. Oh,
they're in North Carolina now, aren't
Asheville,
they?
Asheville, North Carolina. Yeah. That's right. This is their Tangerine IPA. It's a IPA brewed, I believe, with actual tangerines.
So their marketing material comes with music. Should I hit play on the music while you're pouring it?
Let's hear a little bit, yeah. While we...
While the music plays in the background, as we have Citradelic, it has a nice, nice creamy head.
Oh, yeah. Tiny bubble.
Oh, my God, that's got an awesome aroma.
All right, cut the music.
Cut the music.
Oh, that smells awesome. I love
if you want
the, I love the kind of tropical tangerine.
That is amazing. Smelling beers. There's a little bit of grass underneath it, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, but that's like a passion fruit, maybe? I don't know. Pineapple-y?
This is one of those, you know, bags of hops you just want to put under your pillow and go to sleep with.
Yes.
Just bury your nose in it.
Let's give a little taste.
Yeah, I couldn't wait. Wow. That is not as... That did not have the finish that I thought it would.
It's really drying out my mouth. Like the rind.
But there's
the
no
rind.
Bitter.
No bitter.
It's all say. Fruit and citrus.
I just get like that rindiness. I don't get that much bitter. I get the rindiness like you're like an orange rind or tangerine rind.
Oh, it's tasty.
So, New Belgium, even on their logo, it has a bicycle.
Man.
And they're big proponents of biking. They even have events in, I believe, various cities called the Tour de Fat, where they'll have biking activities tomorrow in Washington,
tomorrow.
D.C.
Tomorrow.
Well, when this podcast airs, it won't be tomorrow.
Maybe so go back in your time. Well, I don't know. Today.
Because or just look out for it. They do it every year.
You're
going to
be so efficient. You'll edit this tomorrow, yes. And it'll be up. And so today,
they do it every year. Okay, here we go. Tour de Fat. Washington, D.C., May 21st. Durham, North Carolina, June 25th. Chicago, Illinois, July 9th. Boise, Idaho in August. Fort Collins, September. Denver, September. San Fran, September. San Diego, September. And Tempe, Arizona, October 1st. Bikes, beers, and bemusement. So they do this down near the National Stadium in D.C. At Yards Park over there. And they have, like, kids activities, bike activities, crazy bike contraption type things. And also, today in Washington, D.C., May...
The 20th.
It's Bike to Work Day. And the reason we're recording this podcast is Mike and I biked to work together today.
Oh, we should have put our picture on the CNBC page, too.
Oh, there we go.
We'll post it up. So you'll see it there.
Yep.
Heterosexual life mates Mike and Chris.
Bike to work.
Biking to work.
I said,
lots of pit stops.
Bike and Mike to work. Bike to work, Mike to work.
Yeah, I gotta say, biking to work does make the day go by a lot better. That's a mini endorphin rush, and the ride back was nice. We're still in our smelly bike clothes, too.
So, yeah, if you're
But the aroma
bikes.
Of this excellent beverage overrides the stank of bike riding.
It does. If you're into bikes, New Belgium.
It doesn't have that Pacific Northwest bite.
No, it doesn't have as much... Let's see.
It's more of that... You know,
so they actually
lunch
they,
or
ale brewed with tangerine, orange peel, and orange.
Well, there you go.
Orange
that's
peel,
what that's you're what tasting.
I'm just getting tons of orange peel.
Tune in and hop out with New Belgium Citradelic. Set adrift on a kaleidoscopic wave of happiness brought to you by a mystical marriage of citra hops.
That is
and
how
tangerine
the New Belgium
peel.
Guys talk. They're very hippie-ish.
Which elevates each sip onto a plane of pure tropical fruity pleasure. Citradelic's namesake, hop and fruit combine. I can't keep doing that voice. Combine a jam with visions of additional hops like citrusy Mandarina Bavaria, tropical Azica, and fruity Galaxy for a colorful explosion that's grounded by just a touch of malty sweetness. Bored by the status quo? Expand your palate with a pour to Citradelic. I have to agree, man. This is a very Citradelic IPA. And
that's nice.
You know, we had that juice from Treehouse
yeah.
or Julius.
Yeah, Julius.
And again, like Pliny also has this really nice bouquet and a citrusy finish. Not as citrusy as this, but this gets more less to that bitter punch in the teeth thing. This is not a Sierra Nevada.
It's the smell is fading a little bit as we go.
But I still get that grassy finish. See, do that open mouth breathe thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I get there's a little grass.
I get
in
more
there.
Of the citrus, the not just the rind citrus when I do the open mouth thing.
Yeah. So you get more of the fruit then.
Should we explain the open mouth thing again? Jeff taught us this.
It was in last episode, yeah.
So you how does it work?
You breathe through your mouth and your nose at the same time, and then it opens up your sensory.
Beer or that you're drinking the beer?
You're smelling the beer, but you're using all your senses.
Oh, that's right. I tried to drink.
But that'll make you drown.
I didn't know what I was doing.
There'll be a lot of gagging if you do that. But they do that with red wine, but they're like...
Oh, right. The
fancy snobs.
Or with coffee as well. They do that with coffee.
I can't do that with coffee because it's hot. So any final thoughts about this beer?
I like the smell more than the taste, but it's still very good.
I like it too, but the 5 minutes of prep, I can't find our Listomania, man.
All right, we've got Listomania.
Is it time for Listomania?
Yeah, let's go ahead and break into the Listomania.
Got to break into the Listomania.
I'm sure I have some beer experiences. Maybe they'll come to me, but I can't remember now what they were.
You can't remember what your beer experiences were?
Yeah, I'm sure I've had some beer experiences between... Oh, they're opening a new brewery near Baying Hound in the same area.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if they took some of their equipment over.
So somebody grabbed all the shit and went
maybe
with it?
Yeah. So that's coming to Rockville, and we'll check that out when it opens. We still need to get out to Wiradjaka at some point this summer.
That's happening shortly.
I even took a hike over out in that area last weekend, but couldn't make it over there.
All right, we're ready to pick up the fantastical fantasy beers. These are beers that we are on pop culture somewhere, television, movies, music, but aren't real beers.
They're not real, but they're probably tasty anyway.
They're probably tasty anyway. So, From Strange Brew, a great movie.
The mouse in it?
Hey, lawyers are for sucks. Elsinore. From Strange Brew. That's the beer I believe he said he found a mouse in, and their whole plan
found a mouse in this beer, eh?
To sue them to get mass amounts of money.
Yeah, those hosers. I loved that movie when I was a kid. Like, it was on HBO all the time or something. Yeah. But there's, like, a point where there's, like, crazy people in hockey gear chasing them or something. Is that real, or did I make that up?
I don't remember, because I haven't seen Strange Brew since 1986 or whatever.
Yeah, I should check that out again.
I don't know if that's one of those movies that holds up, but I do know
probably
that...
Probably doesn't.
It was a movie that I don't remember seeing, but I remember friends of mine quoting
all the time,
yeah. And so it became part of our dialogue, so that our awesome rock band... maybe we can put this in the outro. Some MFP. We had a song called "Love Is for Sucks" that was based on "The Lawyers Are for Sucks" from Strange Brew. And we were like, "Love Is for Sucks," and it's all about the angst of teenage love, horribly sung by 15-year-old me. So from Futurama, they have Pabst Blue Robot.
Okay.
From Friends, they have Monkey Shine Beer, Red Dwarf, which is a funny show, Leopard Lager.
Okay.
From Married with Children, Girly Girl Beer.
Okay, is it like a St. Pauli's Girl takeoff or something?
No, because it's the picture on it doesn't go with that. From Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, Vanderbra.
Okay, is that after Vanderbeek or something?
B-R-A-U, Brawl. Well, they do have Duff Beer on here.
Yeah.
Happy Hour, a.k.a. Sour Grapes, Marshall Beer. From The Simpsons, Duff Beer.
Yes, one of the big ones.
From Lost, Dharma Initiative Beer.
I think I remember when they found that. That was before things just... turned into running around
before the silliness of that show.
Just don't watch the last season and you're good.
Yeah, exactly. If you just stop and like, whatever, it doesn't matter, man, they're on an island. From Alien, Aspen Beer. From Roseanne, Canoga Beer.
Okay.
From Emmerdale, which I don't know what that is. Ephraim Monk Ale.
I don't know what
that is. That sounds like it would actually be a beer. And last but not least, from a pretty good show I enjoyed immensely, but only watched randomly, King of the Hill.
Okay.
Alamo. Good old Texas beer.
All right. Another Listomania done.
In the can.
And we'll post a link to that Listomania on the
with our sexy bike pictures
Facebook page. All right, we're gonna jump into another beer. This is another IPA. Oh, this is an Imperial IPA. Watch out!
Oh, don't drive home. This is good thing I ride a bike.
From the Flying Dog single hop series, and this single hop is so new it doesn't even really have a name. It's HBC 291.
Sounds like something made by Monsanto.
So we'll see what this single hop.
The Dharma Initiative gives us. Single hop. Is our palate still clean?
Need some water. Whoa. I get, I'm not sure if it's the hop or if it's kind of the fusel alcohols.
It's a beautiful orange, deep amber, excellent night, creamy white head.
It's 8%.
Man, it smells like booze.
Yeah, it smells like booze, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a big floral bouquet. I'm not getting anything but
I smell almost like bourbon type. Bourbon barrel. This is not a bourbon barrel beer.
No, this smells like a Belgian almost without the candy. Mm. Like I'm getting malt almost in this. It's like. All right, now I taste it.
I think I drank one of these at the bonfire party.
I'm getting that booze undertaste.
I get a little fruitiness though. Do you?
No.
Bitterness?
No.
What do you get?
Water.
Water?
Yeah.
I don't get water.
It's aqueous, I believe, was your term.
Really?
It seems like
an 8% beer be aqueous?
It doesn't seem like it's like full. It seems like it's missing something.
Well, it might be missing some other hops.
Yeah. There's a lot of malts. Now I'm smelling a lot more malts.
Some of the single hop series can be hit or miss, you know. There's a reason that there are generally a mix of different hops in beers. Some provide aroma, some provide bitterness, some provide flavor. If you have one hop, maybe it only imparts one characteristic. I'm not sure what characteristic this hop is giving.
It's almost like a heavy brown. Like a Scotch ale.
So close your eyes and drink this and see if you even think it's an IPA.
There's a slight bitterness that I would say, okay, there's a hoppy bitterness that takes it out of the ale family.
I could follow you on like a Scotch ale, like a more of a malty.
Yeah, it's heavy malt, but there's enough bitterness that you're like, oh, it's not a Scotch ale.
Or like
it's a weird ass IPA is what it is.
An Old English ale or something like that.
Maybe, yeah. But even that, there's just enough bitterness to. They definitely put bitter hops for bittering.
Single and loving it, our single hop Imperial IPA showcase the most rare and interesting hop varieties, something all too apparent with HBC 291. It's so new, it doesn't even have a name. I said that. And this juicy little number proves that a hop without a name smells and tastes just as sweet. Huh. Can you look this one up and see what they say? Maybe look it up on
Beer Advocate?
Beer Advocate, and see what people say about it. Be curious to see what flavors people get. So this has another Ralph Steadman crazy picture on it of, I'm not sure what this is. It's like a thumb with legs, and he's like vomiting or something. What do you think that is? I have no freaking clue.
It's a single hop?
Is that the hop? Hops don't look like that.
So, what is this one called? The
HBC 291 Single Hop Series.
Imperial IPA.
Imperial IPA. And it's Imperial, all right.
Yeah, I definitely am tasting the booze. I'm feeling it. It's warm, you know, and I smelled it.
Some of that warming sensation.
So, it's got a... Let's see, what are we looking for? Other comments on it? What
do you want just any... Some random comments about it. Flavors.
It's a solid aromas. IPA with very malty backbone. Yeah, yep. We're all calling out the malty. Yet packing in the hop bitterness. We called that too. I'm getting the bitter part. It is not very strong in the aroma. Nope. But does a fine job in the other areas. Okay, they're ranking it at an 84.
Anybody comment on the alcohol?
Let's see. Suds show off a bit. Herbal, tropical fruit, piney, and a kiss of caramel. Ample hot bitterness. Nope. Smooth with a chewy medium bottom. Warm with esters abound. Green tea, tobacco, pineapple. No, I don't get any.
Wow. That guy's throwing in everything.
Yeah. No.
Call out that guy.
That guy is
beer drinker
Jason
Dirty Beard 471.
Dirty Beard, yeah, he has a dirty beard. So that's no good. Bottle dated into pint glass, pour slightly cloudy, deep gold color. Definitely saw that, and it had a nice head.
Did
but they call them, they said floral hops, some malt backbone. I say heavy malt backbone, slight citrus presence. I didn't do that. It's sticky, but slightly off-putting for some reason. Alcohol is nicely hidden. I don't think it's nicely hidden.
What?
It is a bitter finish.
So we're drinking
first
this.
First and quite possibly last HBC on my list. No complexity. Taste is not all that interesting, and the heaviness gets old after a sip or two.
Yeah, I can see that.
And he finishes like great brewery, mediocre beer. Yeah. I might go there.
June 8th. 2016 for optimal freshness. So we're good on this one.
Well within the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay.
I wouldn't seek this out again.
I'm not asking you to pour me anymore.
There's still some in the bottle.
And I was like, now I'm like, well, maybe eventually I have to drive a car. I'm worried about it, so I'll pass on this one. But you know what it tastes like? It tastes like a homebrew IPA.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's got water, malt, barley.
So not all experiments work, guys, okay? Yeah. So,
but I love Flying Dog. Yes. I really do. And they listen to our show. So I should... Oh, right. I got to be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Actually listen to our show.
Yeah.
Because they answered questions within our show, and I am eternally grateful for that.
I do love the brewery. They're a lot of fun. They have a lot of cool different
beers. I used to work on Wedgewood Drive.
Yeah.
We had an office in there, so we would go over back
to, what's the...
Flying Dog?
No, there's the Bakery Road, old Thomas's English Muffin Drive.
Oh, yeah, Thomas, or was it, Old English
They're
Drive
out there
or whatever.
Too.
Yeah, that's right around the corner. But they have a great sandwich restaurant out there. Which
it's
called
beer.
Frisco's.
That place is awesome.
It is, and they have this thing called Exploding Baked Potatoes.
Yes.
And it's right down the street from... So if you ever go to Frederick, do a brewery tour of Flying Dog, go stop by Frisco's.
That place is awesome.
And they have amazing sandwiches. They're like
and
a San Francisco-style
awesome
sandwich. Yeah,
and a beer store.
They have a beer and wine store, and they have, I think it's Fridays now. Oh, I don't know if they still do it, because it was a decade ago when I worked up there. But they would do all the wines under $10. And they were good wine. They curated an excellent cheap wine list. It was great. And
they'll have beers from a lot of, like, the farm breweries in the area. Their beers. So you can get that stuff there, like Fray's Brewing or Fry's. I don't know if it's Fray's or Fry's. And some of the other farm breweries
Milk Toast.
In the area. Milk, yeah.
Milk Stead.
House.
Milk House.
Farm
milk.
Stead thing.
Yeah. We have to do better about our local reps.
I've still not been to that brewery.
Which one?
Flying Dog.
You've never been to Flying Dog?
I've never been to Flying
Dog. Oh, God, we used to walk over there.
I think they're only open on Saturday. Are they?
No, they used to be open during the week. Because
I don't, but I don't
maybe
think
that was
open.
When it was
I don't
still
think
Blue
they're
Ridge.
Open on Sundays. I think they might be open Saturdays, but, like, yeah, the times I've gone up.
They're open,
I think
again,
they're not open Sundays.
Back?
You, if you drive by there, open your windows. Just, you get the smell of that beer, you know.
English Muffin Way.
English
that's
Muffin
the name,
Way.
That's the name
it.
Of the road. All right, as we are, well, apparently the imperial part of, was that a phone or a bird?
That was a bird.
Good Lord.
We've got the windows open, so you're catching some outside noises.
But the alcohol part of this is definitely kicking in as we're like waxing nostalgic. Plus with the
I love
endorphins
that place,
Frisco, because
I can't believe we've never talked about it on the show before.
It made a list. There's somebody, you know how there's always lists, and we do our own list of many. It's like top 10 restaurants in the state of Maryland, and
really?
Frisco's made that list.
That
yeah.
This is awesome.
It is. We should go up. Why don't we go up and do a brewery tour? We'll bring the kids. So they can drive. We'll check it out. And
yours are almost old enough.
Shit,
the problem.
I'm just going to prom. I might as well start digging my grave. Because I was like, I just went to prom, so now my life is over.
Yeah, just
went to prom. that was the pinnacle.
All right. What's next? What are we going to do? How many do we do?
We're going to do two more.
Two more?
Oh, one more. Yeah, one more. We did three already.
So we're going to change it up a bit from the Kolsch and the IPAs from those to something a little darker. We have...
New Mexican?
I think my wife picked up this one. Hog Island. Oh, sorry. What is it called?
I don't know.
No, my wife picked up this one, definitely. This is a 21st Amendment.
Aren't they out in San Francisco?
Oh, there's a beer story. I went to 21st Amendment. And, oh, I went to another place in San Francisco. I have some
beer stories. All right, we got a beer. Let's talk about recent beer experiences, well, then let, go let, to the beer.
Okay. So I was out in San Francisco not too long ago. I went to the 21st Amendment Brewery. I've been there before. I was out there for work, and between my hotel and my work office there is 21st Amendment, like literally on the walk to the office.
No way. So how many times were you late for work?
I think I only went in there twice.
Twice? I only went twice.
They're not open in the morning, luckily. So. But, what did I... Oh, I had, They brew a beer, so the Giants Stadium is right around the corner from there as well.
Okay.
Whatever, I don't know what the stadium's called, but it's...
Is there any chance of you relocating to this HQ now that you're moving up the chain in your office?
Which is also Giants Stadium's right next to my office there. Our office there.
So you can go out and kayak in the bay.
Every day there were games going on, and there's people like, you know, when I did my morning walk down to the office, there's like, you know, street pizzas throw up all over.
I've never heard that. I've never ever heard that, man. Street pizza.
And you've got all the .com guys hanging out with their t-shirts, you know,
and their hoodies.
Whatever .com and sell my car. I don't know what the things are.
Uber.
Oh, yeah, so 21st Amendment. Oh, they have a beer that they brew on opening day for every year.
HSBC 12-19-32. Yes. Apparently it's got a high alcohol content. Yes, just throw it out there. Anyway,
a little
short-term memory going.
But I think they only have it there at the brewery or it's limited distribution, but they do an opening day beer every day for the baseball stadium. And it was really good. It was a nice IPA.
Nice.
Had a couple other... of theirs. I think I had a few of those.
You need to bring me as your like life coach to your next business trip there. That sounds like an awesome business trip.
I went to another brewery with my a listener, longtime listener, Adam.
Oh, Adam's out in San Fran.
He's in San Fran now, so awesome. He's based. So we went out to the Thirsty Bear Brewery where a coworker of mine used to be a chef at the Thirsty Bear Brewery. It's a brew pub that has Spanish food. So they have like paella and tapas.
Not Mexican.
Spanish, yes. They have ceviche. It's not something that you would expect a combination of. But
I
think we got the sampler there, a bunch of different beers. There were a couple, like they had a bourbon stout that I could not finish. It was so bourbon-y.
Wow.
I couldn't drink it. It was just I was getting the bourbon gag reflex for some
reason. Really?
They had a couple other different, you know, IPAs, different styles. It was a cool place, though.
That sounds awesome.
It was happening, too. So all the .com kids are there hanging out. But, San Francisco obviously has a really good beer scene. So
good beer scene, good tech scene.
So
apparently they can win a World Series. Now San Jose is one series away from the Stanley Cup.
How we got there is we're about to drink a 21st Amendment beer.
Thank you, Sherry, for getting this one.
Called Marooned on Hog Island, a stout brewed with Hog Island Sweetwater oyster shells.
Exhausted by the tedious work and rancid beer, deck swabs O'Sullivan and Frisia abandoned Sir Francis Drake's galleon. Days later, they washed up on a tiny island in Tamales Bay, where they encountered local oyster farmers John and Terry. Soon these beer mutineers and oyster mercenaries were feasting on roast pig, fresh oysters, and goblets of the captain's finest ale. They could think of worse fates than being marooned on Hog Island.
Where is Hog Island?
That's
not in like...
Marooned on Hog Island is a collaboration beer with the Hog Island Oyster Company, a rich and chewy stout brewed with Hog Island Sweetwater Oysters.
Is that a West Coast place?
For a silky, salty finish, available now in limited edition 4-pack cans on draft. I can look up Hog Island while you talk about okay. Look at this fantastic head.
Yeah, that was a good pour on my part.
That is an amazing.
That's cool.
An amazing like ivory tan head. It's rocky as it dissipates. It's a beautiful looking beer anyway.
It's a dark, obviously black. Beer. I can almost see the light through it if I hold it up to the window. Oh, I should drink more stouts.
Yeah,
I should drink more stouts. And vegetarians, guys, it's okay. It's just the shells that are being used in this, not the meat of the oyster. So we're not harming any yet. I mean, they can live. Can they live outside the shells?
No, oysters cannot live outside the shells.
But well, maybe we are.
Oysters outside the shells just snot.
That smells delicious. Chocolate, coffee. I don't get the, I don't know what the oyster imparts. I don't get the saltiness yet, but let's see. Is Hog Island in San Francisco Bay or something?
Hog Island Oyster Company.
No, they wouldn't have oysters there.
So Hog Island, I'm looking, it's like there's a lot of different Hog Islands as I'm looking up on the internet, but the people.
I'll look up Hog Island Oyster.
The places. Indulge your senses. Come visit us.
Maybe it's not a place, it's just a company.
Well, Hog Island Company is in Marshall, California.
That might just be a processor. They pass on the spent shells to.
About us.
21st Amendment.
We started out with the aim of cultivating the highest quality oysters possible, still behind driving the principle behind Hog Island. Good things grow slowly. And that is what we do. Bay to Bar. So, I don't know. I guess it's out near them.
In the bay? Is there a
Hog Island locations in Marshall, Napa, and San Francisco.
And there's Angel Island. There's
Tamales Bay, California.
Alcatraz Island.
We started with a 5-acre shellfish lease. There's, so it's Tamales Bay, wherever the hell Tamales Bay is. Out.
There's another bay?
Fucking out there in California, man.
I mean, you've got, there's the Navy base is, island.
Alameda de Núcleo Huesos.
Between the, was that Star Trek 5 or 4 callback?
Yeah.
Nice. It's an even one, so it's good.
Yeah. That's okay, so it's a
computer
coffee. Yeah.
Scotty talking to Donald Mouse. Classic.
That's a good stout. It's not chocolatey. It's not coffee.
Well, what do you smell?
It smelled like slight chocolate.
It's very smooth. Super smooth.
It's incredibly smooth.
It's like an oyster sliding down your throat.
Ooh. Easy now.
Exhausted by the tedious work. You didn't read this yet, did you?
I did. Already covered.
I will not read that again then.
It is a fine tasting stout. Very mellow.
7.9% alcohol by volume.
I am getting a little bit more chocolate and coffee in the second or third sip.
Let's see what happens when it warms up a little bit.
Yeah, I tried that, by the way, on our HBC 372-1 TK421. Why aren't you at your post?
I don't think that would help.
Warming up did not help.
Yeah, I think it would make it more alcoholic. So I'm taking my glass and rubbing my hands on it to warm it up, much like I'm.
This is a 4-beer episode, as you can tell, and we're sliding a little bit into.
This is more like feels like we're like a second episode.
So we'll make our single episode a fun one. No, it's warm enough. This is an excellent beer. Sherry did well by this one. I'm not tasting oyster shell.
I don't get the salt. I don't really get any saltiness or. I mean, I get the smoothness and a lot of iced oyster stouts. They're like very easy drinking.
Yes,
smooth going down. So I don't know if that's something that they impart or...
I would love... Yes, thank you. So this one... So three of the four beers I asked for seconds.
Damn, and 21st that's a nice Amendment head. Comes in cans. Most of their... I think all their beers come in cans. I've never seen them in a bottle. But they're... I don't know how they get... They have... They must have a production brewery as well because their brew pub is actually pretty small. And they're... How do they get out to the East Coast?
I don't know. Did she get it here?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had 21st Amendment here.
They have their stuff out here.
It's a good... All right, so final thoughts?
All right, we want to go through the beers?
Yeah.
All right, so the beers we had tonight, folks, were Rossenmacher Kolsch from Down the Road Brewing Company. We had Citradelic from New Belgium Brewing. We had a single hop series HBC 291 Imperial IPA from Flying Dog. And we had Marooned on Hog Island from 21st Amendment Brewery out of San Francisco.
So a lot of numbers in these beers.
Which, if you had to take one of these lovely ladies home, which would you take?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I like the Kolsch a lot. It kind of depends on the mood. Are you feeling early in the day? Because it was great order that we went in, because the Kolsch was a fantastic starter. And I really liked the complexity that it wasn't just, you know, a straight-up Pilsner. It had a lot of layers. But I'm also a big fan of the stout. And the Citradelic was no slouch. So I'm going to ponder that and punch it back to you for a decision. I'm having analysis paralysis.
I really like the Rossenmacher Kolsch. I don't drink Kolsches regularly, but I really like... I drank one of them. I really liked it. And every night after that, I'm like, I want to have one of those. Citradelic had something like it didn't. I like this. I love the smell of it more than the flavor. The single hop beer.
Oh, I forgot to even mention
missed
that one.
A little bit.
Sorry, Flying Dog.
Yeah, you know they don't all hit. And that's fine. And the stout's very good. I'm really enjoying the stout now, but I think that's because I'm a little drunk.
That's my problem. It's like, I really, really like stout because it's a current beer and in my hand after having these four excellent beers.
The equivalent of only maybe not even two beers.
Right, not even two. But two of them.
So I'm going to go with Down the Road's Rossenmacher Kolsch. That was delicious.
All right. If you're going to pick that, then I feel comfortable picking the stout.
Okay.
Because it was a tight race between those two. And no disrespect to Fat Tire's Psychedelic.
No, we love Fat Tire. And we love Fine Dog.
What is
we
it?
Love.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tire. New Belgium.
We love Flat Tire and. Oh, yeah. You call it. I don't know. They put the bike on there.
Right. New Belgium Psychedelic.
It's like Sam Adams. They're not really Sam Adams, right? They're Boston Beer Company.
Yes.
But everybody calls them Sam Adams.
Which comes here a video episode coming soon.
Yes. Yeah. So let's close this one out.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to CNBC episode 72.
72. Holy moly!
Good Lord! You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We also have a Facebook page at facebook.com/CNBC podcast. Go there and like us.
We have well over 100 likes. Yeah, I know. Like every week, more people are coming.
Yeah, I don't know where these people are
even
coming
when we
from.
Don't push episodes.
Are they like friends of yours?
Because they
don't
must
know
be
people.
Because you don't have any friends.
No, I don't. I mean, one. you can also see our video episodes on youtube.com/CNBC podcast and follow us on Twitter at CNBC podcast, where we post any new episodes and stuff.
Join us Friday mornings on the Capitol Crescent Trail as we continue our Bike to Work Fridays.
That's right. And on the way back, where you'll see me lagging behind just about everyone, I passed the walkers.
You did. That was nice. All right. I'll close out with a beer quote in the spirit of being a Friday. You know what rhymes with Friday, Chris?
What's that?
Beer. Anonymous.
Drink good beer.
Drink good beer. Cheers.
Cheers. Spokes on my wheels and shiny handlebars with the
got to prep my balls, which are kind of sweaty right now.
Very. And a little crushed and smashed. All right, we're ready to go.
So the problem with the padding on this thing is it feels like I'm wearing a diaper all the time.